What it do, baby boo? We are back with another episode of Self Reflect with Lex. And this week, I don't have any special guests. It's just me and my thoughts and my reflections. And one of the things I wanted to discuss was, why do you have a king or queen, but you still entertain peasants? I know I can't be the only one with this thought. It's really been weighing heavy on me, and after a couple of conversations this past weekend, I started to think, why is it that we have somebody good by our side, but yet we still entertain or want attention from the flock or the village? So let's dive right on into this self-reflect with Lex. So why? Honey, easier questions than the answers, and honestly, I don't even have them. But why would I have a king on my side? And when I say a king, I'm talking about a good man, a man who pretty much worships the ground I walk on, like would suck and drink my bath water if he could. Now, mind you, I don't have this man, but I'm just saying, for those of y'all that do, why would you have this man by your side and still entertain court jesters, jokers? Last time I checked, queens weren't made for jokers. So why entertain them? And it's been racking my brain. And this goes for dudes too, because y'all be having a queen, a good woman, somebody that would break they back in some mo to go above and beyond for you, do anything you ask them to. And y'all entertain court jesters. Clowns. And I just don't understand. But what I've come to realize is I feel like these things happen, that we entertain jokers, clowns, court jesters, because when the excitement wears off, we tend to get bored. Everybody is fascinated with something new, quote unquote. And while it's new, you treat it right, you nurture it. You want to see it grow. Oh, you're so excited. Yes. I got me a new boo. I got me a new bae. I'm about to show y'all how I'm going to treat it. How I'm going to flip it. How I'm going to dip it. How I'm going to do this. How I'm going to do that. Oh my God. I can't believe I just got me a man. Or I can't believe I just got me a girl. Because you ain't had one in so long. So you done forget how that feel. You know what I'm saying? So now you out here just thrilled. Thrilled, thrilled, no chills, just thrilled. And you get into this relationship thinking it's about to be fireworks and sugar plums and cupcakes. Well, sorry to burst your bubble, but relationships are hard and they're not all sunshine and rainbows. It rains some days. And on those rainy days is when we find out who's really down for us and who's not. Who was really trying to build a kingdom and who was really trying to destroy your empire? And so we go looking for what we think we're missing, only to find out that what we're getting is about to be a clown. We have this beautiful kingdom. It has roses and sunshine and gold, and it glitters and it glistens and it's glamorous. And even though it may rain some days, this kingdom we built with this person could be everything we wanted to. And in an instant, we throw it all away for the excitement we think we are no longer getting. So we go looking and searching through the village to find us somebody who can entertain us, who can make us laugh, who can make us giggle, who can touch those right spots and trigger those right moments at the right time, at the right moment. And those people are sneaky. They don't have the best intentions for us. Instead, what they want to do is get in the kingdom, mess it all up. Spread rumors, spread lies, throw your business out there. Get a couple laughs, make you smile sometimes, because trust me, they ain't gonna make you smile all the time. And destroy everything that you built. And what I want us to do, I want us to really take the time to manifest and invest in our perfect kingdom. Because Rome wasn't built overnight, yet it only took 2 seconds to destroy. Your relationship is the same. No one will be perfect in the beginning, and there will be times where you will feel like giving up. But you should not go into the village or into the flock trying to find or replace a good person. And when I say a good person, like I said, I'm talking a true king or a true queen. I'm not talking the person you sleeping with here and there that you see the potential in. That don't see a potential in you, that don't see a relationship with you. Hell, they barely see a friendship with your ass. I'm talking about somebody who really invests the same effort and energy, the same time that you invest into them, into you. If that person is willing to go out that way to make you happy, out that way to make things work with you, out that way to build a kingdom or an empire with you, and you are willing or were willing to do the same, don't mess that up for temporary pleasures. Because just like God gave it to you, baby, God will take it away. And like Nip said, don't let a rough time humble us. Don't let a rough time humble you, baby. Because please believe me, you will regret it in the end. Keyword, like I said, the keyword, a king or queen, not a peasant who's pretending. Make those relationships work. I know it won't be exciting all of the time. Yes, you will get bored sometimes. But find new ways to reinvent the relationship. Find new ways to make it more thrilling, adventurous, to spark each other's interest. Hell, go to the sex stores. Introduce one another to something new. Make the relationship fun again. Because if it's the right person, God will find that spark in those butterflies. I've seen it multiple times in multiple relationships that are thriving to this day. So quit entertaining these court jesters, these jokers, these clowns. Please. They are so 2020 and we are in 2021. I thought we were trying to elevate, because I know I am. And for me going forward, I will no longer entertain jokers, because I am a queen and I want a king by my side, a true one. Like I said, not one that I see potential in, but he don't see nothing in me. I'm talking about one that sees the same amount of potential, the same amount of love, aspiration in me that I see in him. So love yourself, like I always say. Enjoy these moments while you have them if you're single. And continue to pray for that perfect person that you're looking for to build with. Your kingdom will come one of these days. Like, I'm a hopeless romantic, so I believe in love. And I believe in the magic of love. So I know one day, I'm going to have that kingdom. And I'm going to have that king by my side. But in the meantime, in between time, this has been another episode, and I know it wasn't long, but I think I got my point across. At least I got my thoughts out. So hopefully I hear from y'all next week. Enjoy, be a blessing, spread love and positivity to others, and have a blessed weekend. I love y'all. Bye bye.